Anyway, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Great to have you. I think the reason I'm here is that they probably couldn't get any other board members to step in for 2 hours on a Thursday, and so here we are. But for those that do not know me, my name is Matt Holt. I have the great pleasure of serving for four terms now as a Hunterdon County freeholder. For those that don't know where Hunterdon County it is where trains don't go at this moment, okay? And we're hoping to get there. But reality of it is I've served for four terms out there and started in 2007. In 2008, or somewhere in 2007, missed a meeting and found myself January of 2008 walking through that door having no idea what NJTPA stood for, let alone the rest of the acronyms that our chairman mentioned, and very fast became a convert and a transportation nut, shall we say. I realized that if there was ever a place that I was going to have my picture on a wall, it should be here, not a post office, and so it ended up being on the wall up here. But back when MAP 21 was initially put in place, we had a similar hunger for this information in terms of what did it mean? We have not had at that point, we had not had a bill in place, a long-term bill, for a number of years, and we found ourselves after a series of extensions, I won't even talk about how many, to finding ourselves all of a sudden with a bill. And we found in August, a month that should have been a vacation month, we were packed. 120, 130 people walked in the door here to get the air conditioning, obviously the refreshments and the information. And I look out today and I see that today we have a very similar situation because there is absolutely a hunger for information in terms of truly understanding what is the FAST Act and what does it mean. And as we do here at NJTPA, we amass a group of experts who are here who are going to fill you with that information and I think really give you a lot of great direct conversation about what it is that this means, what does it mean for transportation, where are we going over the next 5 years. Our chairman was very accurate. He said that the FAST Act is a very important piece of legislation. It is the first true multi-year transportation authorization that we have had since the passage of Safety Lou. And for those of you that were younger, had more hair, better looking, that was over a decade ago in 2005. And I'm aiming at all of you men on the younger with more hair part. Having 5 years of...
Digging yourself a hole, man.
Married for 30 years. I know what I'm doing, okay? I'm in politics. Come on, guys. Having 5 years of funding in place helps the NJTPA and certainly our member counties, our 13 member counties, all of our agencies plan better. It helps us to get projects done. It helps to keep our essential programs running. And most importantly, and we all know this, transportation funding is critical to our economy. Not just in North Jersey, not just in the state of New Jersey. This is a federal issue. When we invest in transportation, and we consider it an investment, not a spending bill, but an investment in our country, we all know, and Rutgers is the source of this, we get $36 back for every dollar we put into it. I when you look out that window, Wall Street's right over there, you're probably not getting the same return on investment there. We get 36 to 1, short, medium, and long-term results. We need to make this investment. The FAST Act doesn't address all of our transportation concerns. One of those, primarily, the funding issue. When Congress put this together, they put together 5 years of funding. Much of that, as we all know, comes from a general fund. And what we still do not have in place completely for transportation as a whole is a sustainable, stable source of funding that will exist beyond the FAST Act. But for the first time in over a decade, we have a five-year plan in place that is something that is absolutely necessary for the good of this country. I've said it many times before, and I will say it again. We all have a job in this room, and that is to continue to remind our elected officials in Washington that such a funding source is essential. It is mandatory we have it. It is what is expected of what comes out of Washington in terms of what this country needs, and it is only in the best interest of the prosperity of the state of New Jersey and of the entire country. All of that being said, I am extremely optimistic, and for those that know me, I am absolutely a half-glass full person, especially if it's a glass of wine. I'm optimistic that the FAST Act and its funding provide us with a lot of great opportunities that will help us to improve our transportation system, and it's going to help us, as I mentioned, grow our economy. With that, to my left, to your right, are a group of amazing speakers. I want to introduce them. Every one of them has an impressive resume, and you're going to see, you can see the full biographical information in the handout provided. Taking this act on the road, you understand, okay? Up first, to my left, we have Robert Clark, the Regional Administrator for the New Jersey Office of the Federal Highway Administration, and he is going to be followed by Anthony Carr, who is the Deputy Regional Administrator for Region 2 of the Federal Transportation Administration, which includes New Jersey and New York. And finally, as we move further down, we're going to hear from AMPO, the Association, Mary Kay, of Metropolitan Planning Organizations. This is the national organization that represents MPOs at the federal level, and we have the AMPO Director, Delana Hardy, and she is here, as well as Lavon Boyajian. Say it again.
Boyajian.
There we go. We got it. Okay. Who is their government affairs consultant. And for a format, so you understand, all of the speakers will make their presentations, and then we are going to take a very, very quick break. We're going to set up a table in the center, and we're really going to have sort of a Q&A session to try to answer any questions that will come out of this information. I'm very confident that they're going to give you a lot of information, but no doubt with a crowd like this, there will be some questions that we may want to get into. And so to get us started and to get me off of this podium, okay, we're going to bring up Robert Clark. Robert became the FHWA Division Administrator for New Jersey in July of 2013, his most recent position in a 24-year career of both state and federal transportation program management. He is going to provide some excellent insights into the FAST Act from the FHWA perspective. And please give a very, very warm NJTPA welcome to Robert Clark.
All right. Good morning.